Welcome back. This is Manuel Criollo. And our next topic we're going to be talking about is President Bush announced proposal around his immigration reform plan, which at its centerpiece would be a mass migrant and immigrant registration plan and the initiation of a guest worker program. This program would include a 3-year work permit for undocumented immigrants. Many immigrant rights organizations are comparing this program to the Bracero program in the 1950s, which brought masses of Mexicano workers into the United States to essentially work in the fields of the great agricultural fields in California and across the Southwest. The response, as you can imagine, has been striking from different forces, from forces inside the Republican Party who are calling this the huge betrayal, to party forces inside the Democratic Party who have flipped on the issue on seeing how they're going to support it or not support it. And, you know, the great kind of sort of response from immigrant rights groups who are calling this proposal, many of them are calling it a big sham. On the line, we have Ruben Solis, founder and organizer with the San Antonio-based Southwest Workers Union, to help us explain a little bit about the legacy of the Bracero program and the meaning of President Bush's announcements for the elections in the presidential elections in 2004, especially and particularly to the Southwest. Welcome, Ruben.
Thank you. Thank you, Manuel.
Ruben, could you explain to us and describe what the Bracero program, because many folks hear that word, but maybe not a lot of people know the history and the legacy of it. Can you give us a breakdown of it, especially its impact on Mexicano workers in the Southwest?
Well, historically, you know, there was a labor shortage during the Second World War. And as we know, Rosie the Riveter, a lot of the women were recruited to work in industrial jobs, of which nowadays a lot of people, you know, negate the fact that women can do that work. But it was a proven fact that they had done that work. And additional labor was needed for especially for agricultural workers. And it was then that the that we could say that the modern globalization approach was taken, not only with the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe, but also the Bracero program, the guest worker program, so-called, that was instituted in the United States to recruit especially Mexican laborers to come to the United States for 6 months or a determined amount of time in the contract, and then would return back to Mexico. In fact, there was a fund that was established back then, a transition fund that the workers that came to work in the U.S. Were supposed to receive benefits to reestablish themselves in Mexico in terms of jobs, where billions of dollars were collected, and interestingly enough, nobody knows what happened to that money. In fact, there's a lawsuit pending right now by hundreds and thousands of those workers, guest workers from that period that are waiting results on their case. Part of the problem with the Bracero program at that time was that a lot of the workers were actually staying behind and settling in the United States and establishing families. And that was deemed a problem in the United States. So consequently, when the once the GIs, the soldiers came back, they were actually begin to repatriate a lot of the guest workers and expulse them, deport them, repatriate them. So at that time, actually, right after that guest worker program, the U.S. said, you know, we need a program where, you know, we can have the labor force, but not have them come and stay in the United States, because they're throwing off the racial stock, which is a racist position that whites have to be a majority in the U.S. To guarantee the pure culture or something to that effect. And so the Border Industrialization Program was instituted to take the place of the Bracero Program. And that was supposed to be the so-called twin plant concept, where the U.S. would set up a manufacturing in the U.S. side and on the Mexico side. And that was a precursor to the maquiladora, the assembly plant, that later on was expanded in the North American Free Trade Agreement. So the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Border Industrialization Program said, basically, why don't we take the jobs to them, to the Mexican workers, so that they won't come to the U.S. and stay in the U.S. and create all kinds of problems for us.
Ruben,
and so that's what we ended up having, both the Border Industrialization Program and after that. No?
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 with our guest Ruben Solis from San Antonio with Southwest Workers Union. So, Ruben, you know, why now? Why is Bush moving toward a plan, or at least a proposal right now for this guest worker program at this moment? And what do you think is the impact of this proposal to the popular immigrant rights movement in terms of his new proposal?
Well, I think on the surface, obviously the proposal is not one that's made in real earnest. It's not a real proposal. As such, I don't think that President Bush expects that it would be implemented, and that's exactly the point. He expects both the Democrats, conservatives, and the Republicans, and also on the left, that there'd be enough criticism of his proposal that it's not going to go anywhere. It's basically done for political propaganda in terms of the elections coming up in November, and he wants to secure 40% of the Latino vote in order to guarantee his presidency. So that's basically his goal as far as the upcoming elections, and that's what we believe that he is trying to do this. However, there are other factors to be taken into account. The fact that Special Economic Summit of the Americas that is taking place in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico, is in part to really jumpstart the failure of the free trade areas of the Americas negotiations that took place in Miami in November, and also to begin to institute the kind of programs that would be sort of the norm for labor under the free trade areas of the Americas or the FTAA, which would be many guest worker programs, not just one, but many guest worker programs. And another element in that is the fact that a lot of the baby boomers will be retiring over the next 5 to 10 years, and there's going to be a tremendous labor shortage in the United States, not only in the general labor force, but particular in the agricultural and service industry. So obviously they're looking to meet that demand for the big corporations that want bigger profits at lower wages. But I think there's another element, a hidden element to that, is that immediately it will expand the H-2, which is a category under the guest worker program that it exists now. He wants to expand that program because under that kind of category, he will be bringing in technical folks like in the computer industry and other technical industries in which they need people from India, from the Philippines, from all over the world, and to bring them in order to meet those demands, especially within a controlled labor environment. So under NAFTA and free trade, they want freedom for commerce and controlled labor environment.
Ruben, I mean, I hear what a lot of folks are talking about, that this is a ploy for Bush, particularly in the Southwest. He needs Arizona. He needs New Mexico, two major states that in Florida, three states that actually have a lot of a large Latino percentage voters. Do you think he's going to be successful at getting voters? I mean, we've seen here in California a good percentage of Latinos voted for Proposition 187, a good percentage of Latinos, even within folks in the ranks of the Democratic Party, like union members, supported the recall of Governor Davis and voted, in fact, for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, do you think he's going to be able to successfully win the Latino vote?
I think he'll win the kind of margin that he wants, and that's the danger of this proposal. He will win the 40% that he wants. It's not about convincing these people to become Republicans, and it's not certainly one that he wants to be, you know, have all these workers be, Latino workers be strategic allies of Bushism, but it's really to create that little gap that he needs right now in order to win and to secure the elections. And, of course, one of the areas that his father lost the election was around economic domestic issues. And so I think that he's taking that seriously in terms of not having made very much progress with the war in Iraq. He's got to turn to the economic situation here in this country. And, of course, providing, you know, cheap labor is one of the key demands for corporate America and for the kind of greed that the corporations have shown under the North American Free Trade Agreement, and that and those aspects are going to be expanded to the whole hemisphere under the free trade areas of the Americas. So the real issue is about the FTAA and providing the kind of cheap labor that the U.S. corporations want in order to expand globalization. And why not do it at a time when it's going to help his electoral campaign?
Ruben, we have about 3 minutes. I wanted to throw this at you. I know here in Los Angeles, within progressive sectors, I know here some of the leaders of the very successful Latino boycott tactics are looking favorably at Bush's plan. I know a couple of months ago I was reading that the UFW was looking at a similar program that Ted Kennedy was pushing in the Senate around a sort of a bracero program, guest worker program. Why do you think these forces, what's the split here that certain progressive forces are looking at Bush's proposal very favorably?
Well, I think the split comes around, you know, sort of a nationalist position versus a sort of anti-global international position or class position, because during the North American Free Trade Agreement, we also had the amnesty, and a lot of the Latino forces supported the amnesty, but did not fight NAFTA. Now it's FTAA. They're throwing us this whole question of the guest worker program, not even the amnesty anymore. And they're going to split our forces that could unite against the FTAA. And so it does a couple of things. It splits the opposition to FTAA. It brings in cheap labor for the corporations. It supports the kind of greed that's been proven under the North American Free Trade Agreement, and at the same time, it helps him win the kind of votes that he needs within the Latino population that is considered a key element in this election.
Well, thank you, Ruben. Ruben, can you give us a number so folks who would be interested in calling you up in San Antonio, can you give out a number and your website, please?
Sure. We're Southwest Workers Union at 210-299-2666, and our website is www.southwestunion.org.
Thank you, Ruben, and we'll be keeping in touch.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we'd like to thank folks to listening at the show today. We had Sue Branford, and Ruben Solis talking about some very interesting issues. Just as of the moment right now, there's the Cumbres de las Americas, or the Summit of the Americas, are happening right now in Monterrey. We'd like to thank you for listening to our show. If you like the show, please call, send comments to comments@kpfk.org. And also, if you really like this show, we'd like to get some feedback of who's listening to this show. We'd like to know, is there a listening audience out there? And please call us at the Strategy Center. Our number is 213-387-2800. For today's show, we'd like to thank Steve Martin, who's our board operator, and our producer, Alan Minsky. This is Manuel Criollo with Eric Mann signing you off, and thank you for listening.
Pueblo de Nicaragua. ¡Viva! Cardinals.